Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
I've been proving he does not have a 2G phone this morning, because if he did, we probably wouldn't be talking to him. From techguide.com.au, Stephen Fennick, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you going?
I'm going fantastic, and that was a ridiculous thing for me to say, because you get the new stuff before any of us get the new stuff to have a play with, so you'd have the latest and greatest right about now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah, well, I'm very in a lucky position to do that, but yeah, I'm well beyond the 2G phones, but surprisingly, there are a lot of people who still had 2G phones up until the cutoff for Telstra. But another thing to take note of is that a lot of medical devices, like those safety pendants,
MediAlert and stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of those actually operated on the 2G network. So I think it'd be worthwhile for the grandsons and daughters of our elderly parents and grandparents to maybe check on them, make sure that their devices are still connected. So contact the manufacturers, so that if they do need to contact you in case of emergency, they still can.
Yeah, it's a great bit of advice. One of the things that we hate, and I hate it as well, you come out, it may be a long day at work, or you've been out to dinner, it's always cold, it's always raining, and dark, and you've got a flat tyre. I won't change tyres. I've got a compressor in my car, but my compressor's huge. Yeah. But according to techguide.com.au, you found a natty little device that is pretty much no bigger than a smartphone. I've got to say, I'm a bit skeptical, because size does matter when it comes to a compressor.
Yes, it does. Well, yeah, this is what they call a smart air pump. Now, I think, yeah, you're right in the description of the size. It's a bit smaller than, about the same size as a smartphone, slightly thicker. There's a little screen on the front that allows you to set the pressure that you want to apply to your tyre or to your football, whatever you happen to be pumping up. And once it's connected, you've got to charge this device, of course. There's a battery on board, and that's charged as you would any other device. And then when it's small enough to fit in your glove box, in your pocket, if you're a cyclist, can fit in your little bag. And if you do need to use it, there's a hose and it attaches to your tyre. And then you just press the button and then you hear the noise, the internal bellows sort of working to pump the air through the hose. And it will pump a bike tyre up in a minute. In terms of a car tyre, it's good for a top-up. It would probably get you enough air in the tyre to get you moving again if you don't have a spare with you. It won't pump up a completely big four-wheel drive tyre, but it will top up a tyre if it is flatter than it should be. It is also very handy for pumping up things like air mattresses and your football. There's a little needle to put inside the football or the soccer ball to pump it up to its optimum pressure, and that pressure is normally listed on the side of the tyre or the ball, and then you can set that pressure on the screen, and then it will pump it up to that designated pressure.
I know how much pressure goes into my bike tyres and my car tyre, but I've got no idea what a football takes.
Yeah, they I think they're normally like an AFL footy or a regular league footy, about 59 PSI. Oh,
good on you.
Yeah.
Just snapping it out. Look at that.
One up, yeah. I did pump one up just to test the product the other day, so that is normally listed on whatever you happen to be pumping up, but it's a handy device to have. One of those things where when you really need it, it can get you out of a jam. It's $149, which I think is not a bad price to pay for that peace of mind. It's available from mrmobile.net.au. There's a link on the bottom of my story on Tech Guide. So he's the one who introduced it to me. He sent me one to try out. And I've got to say, it's been doing really well on the site. There's a lot of people interested in it.
Yeah, I can understand that. And as you said, if it doesn't even totally pump up your tyre, if it can get enough air into the tyre so you can slowly drive to a service station. So interesting stuff, and I could imagine that would be, because, you know, and I'm not saying that ladies can't change tyres, but if you've got your mum or your wife or your daughter, or, you know, just if we can get them out of a jam to get them away from a dark street.
Totally right.
Yeah, totally right. All right, there you go. Head to techguide.com.au. Now, over the next couple of weeks, because Christmas is only a little way away, you are going to be working very, very hard finding out some techie gifts, not tacky gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to actually kick off. We have an annual thing on Tech Guide. We do our 12 days of Christmas, And every day we talk about a different category, like there'll be a day we talk about cameras, a day we talk about Bluetooth speakers, another day we talk about other products and other gadgets. So, yeah, we're going to kick that off next week and happy to chat with you about it from now until Christmas.
Fantastic. Taking the stress out of getting tech for Christmas. Stephen Fenwick, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.
2NUR FM 103.7.